तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति
शान्ति। अविभक्तं च भूतेषु अविभक्तं च भूतेषु विभक्तमिव तत्स्थितं विभक्तमिव तत्स्थितं भूतभर्तृचतज्ञेयं भूतभर्तृचतज्ञेयं ग्रसिष्णुप्रभविष्णुच ग्रसिष्णुप्रभविष्णुच अविभक्तं च भूतेषु विभक्तमिव तत्स्थितं भूतभर्तृचतज्ञेयं ग्रसिष्णुप्रभविष्णुच।
So, Arjuna, in the beginning of this chapter, asked two questions to Lord Krishna. He asked Lord to explain what is the difference between Kshetra, Kshetrajna, Jnana, Jnayam, Prakriti and Purusha. So, Shri Krishna so far gave explanation about what is Kshetra and what is Kshetrajna. Having explained that, then he went on to talk about knowledge. What is knowledge? And when he talked about knowledge, what did he say as knowledge? Finally, what did he mention as knowledge? Arjuna's question was, what is knowledge? Shri Krishna gave few things and said, this is knowledge. What are those few things? He gave 20 qualities, starting from Amanitvam, verse number 8. Amanitvam, Anambitvam, Ahimsa, Ahimsa, Shantir, Shantir, Arjavam. So starting from verse number 8, he gave qualities of a jnani. He said all these qualities is knowledge. He didn't talk about education, scholarship, nothing of that sort to mention about knowledge. The more and more the divinity expresses to you, after having conquered the ego, the more of these qualities will shine forth. So, to the extent you have humility, to that extent you have knowledge. To the extent you have unpretentiousness, to that extent you have knowledge. So, if please understand, all that the masters are telling us is, our essential self is divine. And it's pure. It's infinite and pure. Now, there is this ignorance covering it. The ignorance is causing this ego, as it were, due to the ignorance of the true self, which is covering the self. Ego comes. And therefore, the more prominent the ego is, the less of the self gets expressed. Do you agree? So the more and more when you do tapasya with sadhana, after gaining this knowledge, you kind of conquer the ego, the self starts revealing itself through you. As the self starts revealing itself to you, you become more and more pure. So naturally you will be humble. Naturally you will be unpretentious. There is nobody to please or to put on an act. There is no otherness. There is no supremacy. There is no inferiority or superiority complex. You don't live for anybody else. You just live your life in the present totally. So he says, all these qualities are the proof that you are evolving towards the divinity. Because otherwise what happens? We read many books. There are so many texts. even in our culture. Now when we read these books, we get to understand, and we start thinking that this is knowledge. This understanding of the scriptures intellectually is knowledge. Now, the understanding of the scriptures intellectually, when it has not been practicalized in your daily life, as a result of which the ego has not been knocked off, even a little bit, then the knowledge has not been practicalized. We got to understand that. If you have not removed the ego, the obstacle will be there. When the obstacle is there, how will you see the knowledge shining forth through you? So therefore he says, these qualities you have, you have knowledge. This is knowledge. And then, what is to be known? What is to be known is what he is talking here. What is to be known is the Atma, the Self. Nothing else really matters. In fact, we come to know many things. There is so much of curiosity. A child as it grows has so much of curiosity. Children put everything in their mouth. They want to know everything. They want to explore everything. The tendency to explore is there in every being because essentially the being is infinite. Therefore, till the infinity is explored, nobody is going to rest content. So therefore, without knowing the infinity, you may know many things. You will still be restless, discontented. You will not be satisfied. Therefore, he says, what is to be known is this Atma. Nothing else. Knowing this, all your troubles come to an end. Not only all your troubles come to an end, life starts beginning to become a play, a drama. You start developing the attitude of a sportsman. Why do we say you want to learn this knowledge? This is the most essential knowledge. Because it gives you that ability to be light. You know, it comes naturally to you because nothing is really important. It's important from a worldly point of view. But from the absolute point of view, nothing matters. Things come, things go. Everything keeps changing.
When you say it's important from the worldly point, you're talking about what we consider knowledge?
From the worldly point of view, this is your duty, your responsibilities, you've got to do them. But you also understand that all this is at the superficial level, at the depth is this Atma. So when you start identifying with the Atma, you begin to play your role objectively. You don't get involved in any of the roles.
So like
that is the knowledge.
Pardon? Sakshi is like
that. Exactly. That Sakshi Bhava.
Yeah.
You are there, you do everything, yet you don't get involved in it. You don't get bogged down by what's happening around you, to you, to anybody close to you. See, remember, go back to the basics. Basics is every being is essentially Atma, your core is Atma. Because of the ignorance of that nature, you don't know that you are Atma. You think you are this limited self. And for practical reasons, this limited self has been given a name. Isn't it? So that when I call you, only that person is interacting with me, not the others. So it's like giving an address to each and every house on this road. But over a period of time, the mind starts getting involved in that. And it develops a lot of imaginations. There is a lot of bandha, responsibility. Then attachment comes. And once you are attached, you thereafter fall down. We've seen that. How the attachment becomes desire, and desire becomes anger, etc., etc. And finally, intellect completely gets destroyed. So, how the whole thing starts by this attachment. Once you begin to understand the self and identify with the self, you start losing the attachment. Now when we say this, immediately you get a shock. I'm going to lose this attachment. We are talking about mental attachment. In fact, what will happen is these attachments will lose and become love. Then the relationship actually becomes much stronger. and you are so light. Attachment actually burdens you. You know, it sits on you. You keep saying, no, tired. Physical tired may happen, you know. But mentally, why do you get tired? It is because of your attachment. It's got nothing to do with how much we do. It's got nothing to do with how many people we relate, how big is our circle of relationship. It's not because of that. It's because of our attachment. If we can learn to be there, while being there, whatever has to be done, you do, and keep moving. This is the main thing that we got to learn. So, therefore, we have time and again questioned this very ego. Who is this puja? Who is this individual? In the Bhagavad Gita, it straight away comes to the point. It says, ask yourself, who is your wife? Who are you? Where are you from? Who is your son? Very flimsy. Also, the moment you question, the buddhi comes like a sun rising, the snow melts. Till the sun has not risen, snow is very much there. The ice is very much there. The moment you start questioning, it dissolves. And when it dissolves, the oneness spreads. And there is only one self. So that's what he's saying. You know, that has to be known. We have given these examples many times. When you are lost in the desert, all you need to know to get back to your city is east. Where is the sun rising? So your point of direction is that one thing, sun. Your only relationship in this world is sun. The sun within the Atma. And that is why the relationship with the Guru is given more importance in our culture. Because Guru is supposed to be introducing you to the self within. So we say Mata, Pita, Guru, Devam. Mother introduces you to the father. She tells you this is your father as you grow. Our cultural duties of the father is to introduce the child to the Guru. And the Guru introduces the child to the Atma. So all these relationships are important. But the most essential relationship is your relationship with the self. All relationships come and goes. Everything comes and goes. Nothing is permanent. The only thing that is permanent is your relationship with the self. Nothing else. So therefore it is that alone is to be known. Once you know the sun, then you know this is the east, this is, then from east you know east, west, north, south, northeast, southeast, northwest, southwest, everything. So without establishing that, we are going on wasting our time in many things. So then he starts talking about what that Brahman is all about. So in 16 he says, it is within, it is without. It is unmoving, also moving. That is incomprehensible due to subtlety. That is far and near. So that which ought to be known cannot be known by your buddhi. Cannot be known by your buddhi. You cannot comprehend it. Why? Because it is that which makes you comprehend. It's not what you comprehend. It is that which makes you see, not what makes you see. Sorry, it is that which makes you see, not what you see. It is that which makes you feel, not what you feel. It is that which makes you comprehend, not what you comprehend. In other words, don't try to capture Atma in the test tube of your intellect. You will not be able to. You can understand everything. In fact, you are able to understand everything because Atma is supporting you. Consciousness is supporting you, enlivening your intellect. Therefore, you are understanding everything. But if the moment the intellect tries to understand, the finite cannot understand the... So it is everywhere, it is within and without. Though it is everywhere, you have to find it within you. So what is going without at the moment? You are all seated in the class. You are not going out. What is going out? Your mind. So the more the mind runs without, you are going far away from the self. Therefore he says, it is far and near. He uses the language of contradiction to tell you that it is not possible to comprehend the self. So if you say it is far, I understood it. There, yonder, beyond. Like people, children believe that there is God sitting up the clouds. You know, Swami Ramki says there is no God sitting up the clouds. If in case he is sitting there, poor fellow will catch cold. You know, the sense, see, we from our level say up. If the space is there up and down, is there up and down? We say from the earth, we say up and down. But actually in the space there is no direction. You can say up, down and all that. So there is no specific place where God is sitting. It is a Paramatma that is all pervading everywhere. He is without, within. If you want to find, the mind which is running without has to be turned introvert. When the mind that is turned introvert, you will find him very near. When the mind is not turned within, when it is extrovert, you will think it is far. So tadube tadvantike tadantarasya sarvasya upanishadse. Is within you, is without you, is far, he is near, and he is moving and unmoving. Consciousness being everywhere cannot move. Movement is possible only from a place where you are to a place where you are not. If something is everywhere, how can it move? It doesn't move. But then it appears moving in the beings. When the mind has moved, it appears consciousness has moved. But actually what has moved is the mind. You are moving. It appears moon is moving. Relatively. From a different angle, moon also is moving. But from your level, relatively, moon is not moving. You are moving. But when you move, it appears moon is moving. All that they are trying to tell you, see, it's not to understand and appreciate just this statement. But in this, what he's trying to say is, now start questioning everything. We have formed certain opinions, conclusions based on our perception. Isn't it? Like, once upon a time it was believed that sun is revolving around the earth. Why? Because when you wake up in the morning, you see sun here. In the evening you see sun here. And you say, oh, okay, I am here only. I am stationary. The sun is moving. Now, very many years later, there came a person who said, why can't it be the other way around? I'm telling you, this thing, if we learn in life, our relationships, everything becomes very simple. Why can't it be that I am wrong? Just that question. Okay, maybe there is another way of looking at it. Maybe generally they looked at it from that angle. If we only learn to, you know, start putting this question in a different way, there won't be any complaints. We think our perception is right. this is the thing, crux of the problem in most of the relationships.
So,
supposing
it has nothing to do with any of us personally, but there is an issue, which is, in our opinion, not right. For a random example, take the government share for what the government is doing. So, it's nothing to do with me personally, or any of us personally, but we know it's not right. So then that knowing, feeling, whatever, it's not right. Just trying to
see, there are two things. What I just said is this. One is, your intellectual analysis says objectively, this is wrong. Other is, you just get involved with that intellectual analysis and then you start getting agitated and angry with those people who have those ideas. Are you with me? Now, I am somebody who is giving something and you are like, it's wrong. This is not correct. So what he is doing is wrong. That much is fine. But the problem is next step. Next step what is happening is, your blood pressure is increasing. You are admitted in the ICU. You are going through problems. Why this is happening? What I am explaining. This is what Vedanta is explaining. So there are different views, different mindsets. Even in America there are Republicans, there are Democrats. In India, everywhere throughout the world, even within the family, different ideologies are there. Right. In front of all these ideologies, differences, how can we live peacefully? Why am I disturbed? Why there is no peace? There is no peace not because there are different ideologies. Are you with me? Different ideologies can be there. Each one may be right from different angle. But the problem comes here, what I'm saying. So now, you start doing whatever you got to do, whatever you think is correct, you think about it, you say, no, this is correct. Different ways of doing it. I'm just giving an example. You build a movement or whatever, or you take part in a movement, you put it in Twitter, you do whatever you think you can do.
But we don't get agitated.
Yes.
About the people who are...
Absolutely. You said that they may have their views. They are probably blind, they are not seeing it. So you don't get angry with them. You still love them. So your blood pressure doesn't go up. You don't get agitated. If you do, this is what Vedanta is saying. Vedanta is not saying there should not be different views. Obviously there can be. And there are people who are ignorant. Just that you see, maybe he's ignorant. And see, the biggest problem is in the society, if there is somebody blind and they do not know that they are blind and they think they are not blind. There are so many people like that. I may be one of them also. And they also have a right to live in this universe. With that understanding, I can go about expressing my differences in a logical way without allowing myself to be disturbed. It's possible. So Vedanta is not saying don't have your view. You please have. So, it's very interesting. For the moment we understand this, all that Vedanta is saying is not saying don't take a different position, but not allow the differences to... Now, this is the problem that's going on. Immediately, we... How can it be? Our own mind can change, their mind can change. They killed a fellow who said, earth is not flat, religion. They killed him, stoned him to death. Copernicus said, it is not the sun that is revolving around the earth, it is the other way around. Church said, get lost. How can it be against our Bible? You get lost. But that's the truth. See, all always remember, masters when they speak, they are not interested in giving you erudition and scholarship. Doesn't matter. I keep mentioning this to you. Bhagavad Gita book was not carried by Sri Krishna to the battlefield to keep referring to it and then giving some advice to Arjuna. He's just trying to tell you, take fresh measurement every minute. Be light. Being light doesn't mean you don't plan. You plan. But be light. You understand? Right? Good morning, what happened? I never knew. I even actually thought maybe I'm not going to reach here even before 11:45. But it so happened, just 5 minutes later. It's nothing in our hands. It's dynamic. The whole thing is dynamic. So you keep having your plan and be ready for a change. But keep going, you know. Now this becomes very simple then. You also have a plan. You go by that. But you understand it's dynamic world that you are in. So, he wants to tell you, be like any other being in the universe, but with more awareness as a human being. That's how. So when he says this here, he's trying to tell you exactly like this. Why can't it be this way? So today I am thinking, this is me. Do you question all your conclusions? See, really speaking, we begin to become a shishya only when we start questioning all our conclusions. Our conclusions. Till date. There are a lot of conclusions that has gone in which is limiting us. There are simple things like they told you, you cannot draw. You cannot draw. You cannot dance. There are so many cannots that have been put into you, which is now grown and then it becomes so solid to you. So you think you cannot do that. And it's a very safe thing that they are trying to, you know, this is safe, take this one. This is safe, stay safe. You are traveling in a safe path, but that's not your path. It is so frustrating. This is what Sri Krishna said. Swadharme vidhanam sreha paradharmo paya. He said in that third chapter we saw. It's frightening. Somebody else's path you are traveling. Forget to be there in the present life. In the situation something is coming, okay, be open, see what it is. Then accordingly you take decision steps. You know, so it's without, it's within, it's far, it's near. It is moving, it is unmoving. So when he says it's moving, unmoving, he's trying to tell us that it is the mind that is moving and Atma is essentially unmoving. But while the mind is moving, it appears as if Atma is moving. You are moving.
If you have an unmoving mind, you have to be rooted in your
self-conscious. Yes. That's the idea. Now, therefore, the movement, the only thing that is what I'm coming to now, you got the point. The only thing really matters is what? Get your mind, reduce the movement. Now that's the most difficult thing. Mind starts moving more in the other direction. The moving mind go ek aur prasak bhi aage move karne ke liye. You have lost it. You are near, yet you are far. See, this near and far is one of the most inspiring things to me. You know, when you get into that, what is trying to say? You are near. You are so close. You are standing next to Sri Krishna. Right now you can realize. But you are looking this side and that side. It's like, you know, we go to Tirupati Devasthanam, so many, I don't know how many hours they stand in the queue and then get into the Balaji. And then you are admiring the excretinum and all that is there in you. With that, what is this? Arey mama, you come there, you forgot all what you want to ask, you know, say whatever, forgot everything, and 1 second the machine is ready. Killing love, that's what he's saying. Moving, unmoving, far, near. It's like art, you know, he's drawing so many arcs. When you bring those arcs together, you get that idea. The idea is, like you say, is just think about this. Why can't it be that you are not moving, mind is moving? The moment I understand that, then as I start understanding my mind starts becoming still. When the mind becomes absolutely still, you see the atma moving. So therefore, stilling the mind is the only way of knowing the atma. They know the way. That is why Ramana Maharishi and all those people, they said, Sumai. Sumai means just keep quiet. Sit up. Sit up.
What language?
Tamil.
Sumai.
Sumai means Tamil. So, you know, but it's the most difficult thing to do. Most difficult thing to do is to keep quiet. You try this. So many people, they say, in fact, they have been working 30 years, 40 years, now I'm taking retirement, no more. See, what they don't understand is maybe 1 month, 2 months, they'll be okay. But especially if they take time off from the work. Now suddenly free time, casual, the business is like, wonderful. Third month, fourth month, now they're so fidgetal, now they don't know what to do now. Because everybody, you visited your friends, you've done everything which you've been wanting to do, now suddenly you don't know what to do. Because your mind is moving so fast without dealing with the mind that is moving so fast. So therefore, how do you deal with the mind that is moving fast? Karma Yoga. Not karma. We are functioning today with no goal, no nothing, simply running after aspirations and possessions. You know, as a result of that, no vision, no higher purpose, we are accumulating more and more desires. The mind is running now in tremendous speed. So therefore, you just give it a focus, higher direction. Do karma yoga. And when you do karma yoga, mind starts becoming more and more calm. Then will come a time where you really will be able to sit down quietly. When you sit down quietly in meditative state, your atma reveals. As long as your mind is moving, atma is very far. The moment mind becomes still, atma is near. That's all. You can interpret this other way around also. As long as your mind is moving far, success is far. The mind comes to still, success is nearby. Because a still mind is needed for you to be successful in the world as well. Isn't it? So that's what he's saying. It is without, it's within. It is moving, it is unmoving. It is far, it is near. It is incomprehensible. You cannot comprehend it. Don't try to intellectually understand it. Because intellectual understanding means what? Again, you are giving a push to your mind. Mind starts running. The more the mind runs, you cannot catch it. So what you have to do? Be quiet in the mind. That's the idea. You pulled up. Everything has to be a little bit, you know, 180 degrees. Change. Instead of trying to change the world, change yourself. Then you keep trying all the other methods to change the thinking and all that. But first change yourself. The day you change yourself, your agitation stops, not only your agitation stops, life becomes a celebration. You will start enjoying every moment, doesn't matter. You're a fool. And then only you will be actually able to bring about any influence. First stop the influence from outside that is influencing you, and then you will be able to influence them.
Then why touch the outside? Then going back to the same thing that you are trying to touch the outside.
In the outside, it's always right from every continent. So in the outside, whatever is your obligation, whatever you have to do, according to the dharma, you continue doing. But without setting your house in order when you do, you are so disturbed, and in the disturbance, you will not be able to do the thing correctly. Therefore, first set your house in order. That's all we are saying. First, once you set your house in order, then it becomes very clear. What to do? How long will it take? Patience, come, all that comes. Do you understand what I'm saying? Without setting your house in order, if you do, like, all sorts of things happen to you.
So when you say set your house in order, you mean have a direction versus going with the flow? What do you mean when you say set your house in order before acting upon whatever?
This what? All that I said just now.
This.
First, change yourself. Whatever imperfections you have, look at it. Whatever level, material, physical, emotional, intellectual level, whatever imperfections we have, let us set that in order. As we do that, world cannot influence.
So work on the 20 qualities of knowledge.
Yeah, that's start true. One or two. You don't have to worry about all the 20, like I said, whichever is fine. So, see now what I'm trying to say is, you will not waste your time in the evolution and scholarship. You will start focusing on stealing your money.
So, it is possible to live in the world, do everything, yet be in a meditative state which you are describing.
If it is not possible, then that Gita is a total waste. Why do you have to study this?
I don't know anybody.
Do we need this knowledge which cannot be lived in the world? It can be lived in the world like Krishna did. So many people had lived. For example, King Janaka. King Janaka was ruling a kingdom, but he was absolutely quiet inside. You understand? So, see, in fact, the calmer you are inside within, the greater the productivity. Greater the product. So therefore, first, that's what I meant. First, set your own mind.
So first, for us, our first step is to dedicate ourselves to Karma Yoga.
Improve, yes. Improve
so yourself. We are looking at
exactly. Improve. Our goal is not self-realization. It's a far-fetched idea to say, my goal is self-realization, Atma, forget about our. First is self-development.
So slowly we are giving up the I and the self and just pointing to Karma Yoga.
Exactly. And the physical level.
What is karma?
What is karma yoga?
Action without
attack. Action which is done in the spirit of Arpana Bhava and Prasada Bhava. He said that in the third chapter. Arpana Bhava dedicated for a higher cause. And
not looking for
acting done. Whatever comes, accepting that as a prasa.
Not action.
So action which is according to your nature, swadharma. Dedicated for a larger purpose, higher cause, not to fulfill your immediate desires of acquisition and enjoyment. Having focus on the action, whatever comes as a result, accepting that as a prasada. Once you keep doing this at all levels, when you function like this, calmness comes to you. There's a peace. There's peace within. That peace, with that peace you can bring about a lot of changes. Still, things may not change because mind will be mind. But at least you will not be disturbed. Inside you will be laughing.
So what happens to Galileo?
He
didn't acquire
the
views. He had to take it and he died.
See, Galileo did not change his views. Okay, brothers are stoning me, so let me change my views. No. That this is what is the truth. They're stoning me to death, that's okay. And he understood. Now, I don't know exactly how Galileo reacted. I don't know.
Like this Gaurav said first. So. Mm. They just went and killed somebody. And now they are also to the families of them. So what do the killers are with animal instincts? Maybe they are not correct, not whatever. But the sufferer in that case, the guy who died or his parents or whatever, how should they be reacting into this karma yoga? That is just let them happen.
See, just take this example. Then we'll come to the example that you are giving. Tiger comes, extremely hungry, comes into the village, takes away the newborn child. What do you think? Vis-a-vis the human beings who are doing like this, killing people, because they think their ideology is correct. Whatever it may be, you know, that blacks should not live here, those who slaughter cows should not live here, whatever it is, some kind of ideology they have. However right they may be, when they go to the extent of killing, they become extreme. What do you mean? Like yesterday, I was seeing this in Chennai, I believe in Gurgaon, two fellows came to the bank and they were robbing the bank, stealing the bank. And they caught them and they showed in the TV news. Their fellows were jumping on those thieves. And you know what? Luckily they didn't die. What I'm trying to say is, one side is they are right. Those fellows were stealing. They're bad elements. And the other thing, what are you doing? You see, so what I'm trying to say is, there are human beings. Human being is a very big range. Animalistic, lower than animalistic, and up to the state of God realization. So we got to understand, when we have certain ideologies, however right we may be, the moment I get involved in that and then start becoming violent and trying to say that everybody must, then I am also getting into that.
So
what I am saying is, keeping your views, keeping your balance, you got to understand this is the forest that I am living in. In this forest there are tigers, there are bulls, there, everything is there. So accordingly I got to deal with the situation. I keep doing it. I will not keep quiet. Whether it is trying to do it through legal methods, whether it is trying to do it through social media, whatever is my nature, whichever way. But I will understand this is how it is. So I am not going to allow myself to be disturbed. There's a difference. That's all I'm saying. I am not saying don't. You must do whatever is your responsibility as citizen. And some of you probably are only, that is your obligation also, like a journalist. A journalist's obligation is there. You know? So doing is not the problem. Getting involved is what I'm talking about.
Guruji, then comes to how close you are to a situation. If I was a mother, I would react. Definitely I would react because my protective instincts would come into play. My hurt, my anger, my love would come into play, whichever way. And then if I was one step removed, I would probably say, okay, I don't want to kill the Gaurakshya, but I certainly want to harm him. And then if I was two steps removed, I would probably think that two wrongs don't make a
difference. I am not talking about taking extreme action as wrong here. If I am talking like that, then we can't be teaching Gita here. The action that Sri Krishna told was what? To kill them.
Yeah.
After having dealt with them in all logical possible ways, when the scholars are not listening, the only option is to kill. He said kill them. Mm. Right? But killing should be an action, not a reaction. That's That's all he's saying.
But this is a reaction to their
behavior. It is not a reaction.
To their behavior.
You are talking about reaction from the science point of view. I'm talking about mental reaction. Mental agitation is not the reason. It's not my ego that made me kill. It's from the total, that is what to be done. So now in the society, what happens now? Now in the society...
Where does ego come in here at all? There is no ego involved here at all.
But the problem comes in the example I gave. They go to the extent of the anger. See, they are right. We are right, we are good people, we are righteous people. That much they are correct. Now they got involved in that righteousness, as a result of that they are jumping on that fellow. And they were beaten like anything. They could have murdered them. In fact, many years ago I saw this in NDTV news channel. In Bihar, a fellow was snatching the gold chain, you know. The public caught him and murdered him. Beat him to death.
So what should they have done?
So, are they catch hold of him?
It becomes self-righteousness.
Exactly.
You are doing this, it's maybe not ego. You are doing it because you think you are correct. It is a reaction.
That is it.
Like honor.
I am right, he is wrong.
Ego.
And I got involved in that. And I am saying,
for example,
be calm, whatever you have to do that. If it happens to be killing, please understand, if it happens to be killing, many lectures we have said this quotation from Shakespeare. Beware of entrance to a quarrel.
Yeah.
Entrance to a quarrel. Be in bearer that thy enemy beware of thee. All I am saying is it has to be a well thought about action and not a reaction. It's not an anger. When I said reaction, I meant anger. I didn't mean reaction to what they did. That is physical level reaction you are talking about. I'm talking about mental reaction, anger. I'm so angry. So then what happens is I have desire, I have goodness. Everybody wants peace everywhere, goodness to be there. But I understand that the face of opposites is what the world is made up of. Very interesting. Everywhere it's happening. Not only in India, it's happening everywhere. The other day somebody, same question, because an American talking to me, so the question was a little different. Think now, you were accusing them of intolerance. Now, you got to understand there are sizable population in your country. They have these thoughts to which you are intolerant now. You understand what I am trying to say? You got to understand that there is a very iniquity there shall be, says Jesus. Woe unto you if you be the cause of it. Iniquity, there are animal beings in the form of a human being, but they are worse than animals. Worse than animals. Spring from calmness. whatever action it may be. It may be just writing in a magazine, or it may be taking the weapon and going on the battlefront. I don't know. I mean, there are many ways of Subhas Chandra Bose decided to fight in a different way. Mahatma Gandhiji decided in a different way. Now, how many of them really thought about it? I don't know. I'm not getting into those discussions. All I'm trying to say is actions can be many methods, many different ways. In fact, all different ways maybe you will have to bring about change in this society. Some people have to write, some people have to talk about it, some people have to sit in Dharna. There are so many things have to be done.
But not to
all movement, all change is really difficult. Any growth is coming out of sweat and toil, out of lot of pain. You understand? You will not move from womanhood to motherhood without pain. Impossible. You will have to go through that labor pain. You understand? It's impossible without labor pain you will be motherhood. Now you will say surrogate mother, that's different. But I'm just saying from that angle. You understand? So if you understand that, you will understand there is a lot of pain everywhere. It's always like that. You know, sometimes this takes over, this takes over. That's what he's trying to say. Adharma, dharma, adharma, dharma. It keeps on going. Krishna's time. But some people say, situation has not become worse anywhere in the world as it has became worse in Krishna's time. In the parliament, when the woman was being disrobed and people are looking at her, for the situation that happened then, such a situation has not happened here, at least till now. So, when you compare, Krishna was there. Bhishma was there, in the court Bhishma. You understand? So, the point is...
That is all hypothetical for us. What we are seeing is what we are experiencing.
I am not saying, don't do your action. What I am saying is, let that not be angry reaction. If you want to do it as an angry reaction, do, but you are the one who is suffering. If same thing can be done with a clear understanding. In fact, you see, they show, take a simple thing like, I don't know, do you watch cricket? Because there was a match between India and Bangladesh recently, a few months ago, I think last year, 2016. Bangladesh could have easily won the match. It was just one day match of England. Bangladesh could have easily won the match. The fellow was playing so well. He wanted to finish the match with a four. Boundaries. He got caught. And the other fellow who was playing well, he did the same mistake and they got out, they won. India won the match. Cut panic. How does it matter whether you finish the match singles or two? Just getting emotional about it. See, emotional fellow reacts, he cannot decide. A leader must have emotions, but he must have his emotions under check. If he doesn't have emotions, he's not fit for being a leader. If he has emotions but allows the emotions to disturb him, then also he's not fit for being a leader.
But if you have emotions and keep your emotions under control, then you are fit for being a leader. Then you are a leader. That's all I'm saying. That's all Vedanta is saying. So let that, you know, all your anger and everything is nothing but energy. Those energy requires direction. If you do not give direction, the anger and all that energy gets dissipated. You temporarily feel good, but it is actually getting dissipated. The real person utilizes the anger, the energy. Anger is nothing but energy. That energy needs to be directed. It can be directed in your writing, it can be directed in your talking, it can be directed in whatever ways. There are film people from film fraternity, they make movies of, they make people think about it. Isn't it? So, whichever way, at the same time, simultaneously, I'm only trying to say, you also need to keep on checking your thing. You must understand that I may be wrong also. I keep checking myself. What point I'm turning into wrong? They are right in catching them and maybe to control them, giving them few beatings and taking them to the police. Till then they are right. But there is a time when they get involved and they are getting into murder. So then they are also going on. Then they are also allowing their animal passions to come. So then what is happening now? You have become animal. It's incredible how many of you think about it. Fellow snatching chain, the murder. How are you better than that? That's the interview.
So you have thought about it and said the police may release them and we again come back into the same thing.
So are you
catching a chain, maybe a small thing for company, you
know, thinks of it as a small thing. Same thing as
Gaurav,
that's
where
the same thing as
the
Gujarat Rai, where the
means. So that is small or big is how you look at
things. What you have to understand is, there is, I'm just trying to say something. There is a system. There is a situation, how do I deal with it, how objective you are to deal better. If you get involved, your energies get more dissipated than get canalized. That is all I am trying to say. Now, okay, it was I didn't want them to get away, I thought the best thing is to kill them, I kill, then defend yourself in the court and get out. Are you understand that there may be some corrupt legal system, maybe not, whatever it is. Can't deal with all that, that's all I'm saying. I'm only trying to say, but understand that how the system works. Without understanding how the system works, just jumping like a chicken without head, nothing will happen.
So you have to attack.
Absolutely. And really speaking, why is all this happening is at the deeper level. You can't keep on solving issues. You got to solve the fundamental, the foundation. What is the foundation? The foundation is lack of this knowledge. Unfortunately in this country, this is put in a different twist, circular and all that nonsense. And it doesn't get through. Check if people got to understand me. Okay, I understand you. Okay, left, you are right. Okay? There are different ideologies, left and right. So now, this ideology, I say is correct. This is wrong. Just for a moment, let me think, maybe they are right and see what are the advantages and the similarly, they do. If this is all this knowledge will do. Once they do, then instead of fighting and killing each other, we'll be debating about it, we'll be discussing about it. That's the real democracy. Instead of that, we get into the other way around. And now what happens is when one set of people over a period of time do something, then the other, see like how Brahmins were dominating the Dalits once upon a time. Now, Dalits push the Brahmins. Will it become a solution? Will it become a solution? Temporarily, yes, you got to do certain things. But will that itself become a solution? So, you know, in an evolving culture, evolving civilization, debates have to happen. Each one has to see from the other side, then agree upon something and move forward. For that, there has to be calmness everywhere. The calmness has to be there. Knowledge has to be given. That knowledge, nobody is giving. Only knowledge that is being given is the only knowledge. Everywhere. And this is what will happen. So, if really, you know, there has to be peace in the world, this knowledge is the only solution. I'm not saying this because I'm teaching this or anything. Once I understand, in my house also, my wife is having a different view, I'm having a different view, mother may have a different view, my father may have a different view, I may have a entirely different view, but we all can live as a family, as a civilized family, not as a barbaric family. It's possible. It's all I'm saying. So, a calm mind really will be able to leave stress free. So, we are not somewhere, but what the verse is saying is, just now you think you, this body is not moving, consciousness is moving. Look at the other way, consciousness is not moving, mind is. See, in the Vedanta Kirti's book, in the beginning, Swamiji gives this example, and somebody told me there was a movie, I believe, 50s or 60s in Hindi, kind of same kind of story. Whereas, he said, in a hospital, two children were born to two different parents. Same day, same time. One is Christian family, other is Hindu family. The children having, after birth, the nurses were taking the children for wash. When they brought back, they were exchanged in the cradle. And they're growing up. Hindu child is growing up in a Christian family, and he becomes a father, and he's preaching Bible. Christian child is growing in the Hindu family, growing up as a Brahmin boy, teaching the Vedas. And both are adamantly speaking to their father, they are only right. I am only trying to say that everything is right except that adamant. That's all I am saying. So now, let's say there is one set of people who are adamant. You know? So now, by we also becoming adamant, it's only going to get more complicated. This is what we have made out of every country, every society, everything. So, instead of that, there are ways of dealing. Sometimes there is emergency. In emergency, you cannot deal in that way. In emergency, you deal differently. But it can't be emergency every 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes in the country, everything is emergency. Cannot be that. That's all I'm saying. So, moving, unmoving. Atma is not moving, mind is moving. Atma is unmoving. But because the mind is moving, Atma appears to be moving. Next verse. Verse number 18. Can you change that?
Sorry, I was going back to the 2014.
ज्योतिषामपि सज्ज्योतिः ज्योतिषामपि सज्ज्योतिः तमसः परम् उच्यते ज्ञानं ज्ञेयं ज्ञानगम्यं ज्ञानं ज्ञेयं ज्ञानगम्यं हृदि सर्वस्य विश्रितं हृदि सर्वस्य विश्रितं ज्योतिषामपि सज्ज्योतिः तमसः परम् उच्यते ज्ञानं ज्ञेयं ज्ञानगम्यं हृदि सर्वस्य हृदि सर्वस्य विष्टितम् ज्योतिषाम् अपि तज्ज्योतिः I am the light of the lights. When he says I am the light of the light, he is saying I am the light of the darkness also. How can there be light which is light of the light and the darkness? What is that? That is said to be beyond darkness. Knowledge, that which is to be known, goal of knowledge seated in the hearts of all. What is it saying? I am the knowledge which is beyond knowledge and ignorance. Light of all lights. What is the speciality about light? Light helps you see. And itself doesn't require another light for it to be illumined. Correct? Light helps you to see this glass. Does the light require another light? No. Similarly, he says, I am the light of life, meaning you become conscious of so many lights. Right? You strike a matchstick, there is a light. There is a torch, how much? Bulb, sunlight. All these lights, you become conscious. And the consciousness which enables you to become conscious of all the light. So I am that way, light of all the light. And this consciousness doesn't require another consciousness. It is self-illumining. Okay, so I am the light of light. And I am beyond darkness. And beyond ignorance. I have no ignorance. Now, who is ignorant? Lakshmi Narayan is ignorant. Atma is not ignorant. Puja is ignorant. Atma is not ignorant. Are you listening? No. So that means Atma is becoming ignorant. Atma is beyond darkness. Atma is beyond darkness. And also he is saying, the knowledge with which you know what you know, is the same consciousness with which you know what you don't know. If I ask you, Puja, do you know my name? You say yes. Puja, do you know my father's name? No. So the consciousness with which you know my name is the same consciousness with which you know that you do not know my father's name. That which enlivens both the ignorance and knowledge, that consciousness is Atma, that is to be known. Everything that can be known by the intellect is not absolutely, from the absolute point of view, is not the one that is to be known. From the relative level, belly state, you need all that. I need the knowledge of English if I want to communicate with you, otherwise at least knowledge of Hindi. So for that level, you need all the knowledges. But for life, you need this knowledge. Because he's talking about Nyayam. What is to be known? What is to be known is a pure knowledge which is beyond all knowledges and ignorance and darkness.
So is it the absolute light in which all other lights could be? But we can never know that. We can only see that.
Not see. You cannot even define it as a light.
Yeah. Just
if you want to use the word absolute light, it's okay.
Absolute.
Then don't deal with light. There are a lot of the things. Atma is in the size of Anguti, in a plain form. Here it's moving. All this unnecessarily will get into that sort of. So, when he says I'm light of light, all that he's trying to say is, I am that enlivening principle with which you know what you know, with which you know what you don't know.
When I said absolute light, I meant as a medium in which everything else is.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
You cannot try to comprehend. You try to comprehend it, you miss it. You already said that in the previous verse. So on the light of light, that is said to be beyond darkness. It is the knowledge. That is to be known. The same thing, it is the goal of all knowledge. Everything finally, you see, how much ever you know, will you be discontent? I want to know that. You will not be happy. Knowing this, there remains nothing else to be known. That is the goal. So what is the goal that has to be reached? That point is it. And where is it? Seated in the heart of all. Heart doesn't mean physical heart. What it means is the soul. Seated within you. You right now, when he says seated within you, he's only trying to tell you right now you can get there. If you really wish. So the question is not whether I can get there. The question is, do you really wish to? See, the most difficult thing in life is to set a goal. Really speaking, if you have set a goal, I don't have to tell you how to get there. You know that? If I really want something,
I will somehow get it. Somehow will I not get it? Do I really want it is the question. So what is the most important thing that I say, my goal, is my, I must understand, actually I am really wanting this only. But I am wasting my time in many things. Once I understand that, getting it is easy. But to get the understanding is difficult. Mind is feeling pain, getting involved, you know. You read all the newspapers. Today also, I was reading all the newspapers. It's 2.5 hours. You dread with boil, you know, you listen to certain news. Now, if you get involved in it, you learn how to function. You got to have objective. You cannot be indifferent either. That is easy. There are one set of people who are indifferent. One set of people who are indifferent. One set of people who are involved and they're jumping, this thing. You know, you get a feeling that you're doing something, but you're doing nothing actually. Other is, in your own way, you got to do. So, the real goal, Jnana Gamyam, what is that? That is gaining that knowledge. Once I get the east, then the clarity comes. I'm seeing a clear picture. This is a tiger, a group of tigers, this is a group of jackals. I'm seeing it. You know, as you evolve, you will see it. You will deal with them in that way. Unbelievable what happens. You got to understand how the system is. Within that you got to do. Yes, you got to bring about change from that. But without getting really agitated. And you got to go to that height of sacrifice. If you really want to fight for a higher cause. So anyway, so all that is saying here is, it is beyond knowledge as well as it is that which is to be known, that alone is knowledge. You have that, you have gained the knowledge. That objectivity, you have to learn knowledge. Can you be objective to ignorant people? Being objective to knowledge to people is easy. How about ignorant people?
Ignorance is what you have thought them, right? It's your judgment that they are ignorant.
I'm telling you, ignorance doesn't mean that they don't know what they are doing. Ignorant of their oneness with their country. However right I may be in my views, I got to understand there are other set of people living in this country. So that's what I'm trying to say. Due to men, women falling into that ignorant state, they behave like this. When a man falls into that state, he looks at the woman as an object, another woman as an object. When he looks at another woman as an object, then he tries to dominate her. The moment you ask the other way or whatever it is, the moment you look at any human being, out of ignorance, the self, you look at them as an object. Same thing with animals, you know. Chicken, the fellow is selling chicken, is carrying chicken from one place to another, live chicken. He, I don't know, what are they done? It's a small box of, I don't know, some 50 chicken. He's a commercialization, no, he's looking at them as food. So same way, people are looking at women as a commodity. Everything is going on like that. So, if they had knowledge, they'll have love. The fact that they are ignorant, they have lust. And that's what that ignorance. How
out of lust they are doing something. They know all that they are doing. Not about that. Not about this. So just first gain that knowledge. Then I go. Then I see all of them. Then I... It's like from this level I am functioning and these people are functioning at this level. That's the difference. So these are verses you need to really think. Without bringing in the discussions that we had, objectively even understand what is trying to say. It's not very difficult. If you read the commentary also, you will understand like this. What he said in interpretation, but what he wants us to get from this thinking is something else. Jnanamay Gamyam is that. The goal of knowledge. Jnanam Nyeyam Jnana Gamyam. We must get there. He says, that which is to be known, knowledge, that which is to be known, goal of knowledge. All is Brahman only. If you know Brahman, you have gained knowledge. You attain what is to be known. And that is the goal of knowledge. In the sense, thereafter there won't be any more thing to be known. Clearly you will see everything.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnamah Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhyayam Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि.